This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mehdi Ahmadi. I'm a researcher in history, political science, and I'm currently studying in computer science. My question is pertaining to jadu or magic, or by whatever name you would like to address it. I won't go into specifics, but a certain family member recently found a piece of paper in which was supposedly some elements of negativity, which they felt was of this nature, and they themselves indulged in similar practices to obtain a remedy for it, believing that, you know, this is wrong. I was wondering if you could shed some light on this matter.
Well, there's a question that what do I have to say about black magic and what's the remedy? As far as black magic is concerned, there is something like black magic. The Quran mentions that in Surah Falaq, mentioned Surah Baqarah, there is black magic, it does exist. But we should not involve in black magic. We should not do it. We should have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as the remedy is concerned, the last two surah, the Muwazzatain, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, were revealed for this. These two surahs are the remedy for black magic. Now, see, one thing is that normally, whenever people think that something is possessed, first thing is Allah says, ask the person who has knowledge. Surah Nahl chapter 16 verse 43, Surah Anbiya chapter 21 verse number 7. Go to a doctor. If the doctor doesn't tell you the treatment or cannot treat the disease, go to a psychiatrist. Most of the people who claim to have black magic, they can be cured by doctors and psychiatrists. There can be possibilities that actually a jinn may have come and black magic may have taken place. So in that case, you can follow the guidance of Quran and Sunnah. You can go to a person who's an expert in this field, but I'm sorry to say most of the people who are experts in this field who claim, more than 99% are fake. More than 99% according to me, yeah? It is my analysis. More than 99% who claim that they can cure black magic, they are frauds. The moment you realize he's asking from you money, that means he's trying to make a fast buck. Do this, do that, give me so much money, £1,000, £2,000. He's trying to make a fast buck out of it. So there are people who are experts in this field. I know a couple of them in Saudi Arabia, mashallah, they're very knowledgeable. I don't know if anyone else otherwise. So if he's knowledgeable, we should realize that if he gives the treatment from Quran and Sunnah, it is right. So we have to go to a specialist who specializes in the field. Hope that answers the question.